Welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today in the studio is Dawson Berglund, a historic preservation student. Welcome in, and thank you for coming. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Dawson.
Well, my name is Dawson Berglund. I'm a historic preservation student, and I'm also in the graduate program for public history.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so cool. So from my understanding, you were part of, or put together yourself, a part of the National Historic Register?
Right, yeah. I co-authored a National Register nomination for Turner Hall, which is where Cady O'Farrell's is.
Mm-hmm.
And I co-authored that with my professor, Dr. Stephen Hoffman.
Awesome. Could you tell me a little bit more about what goes into a nomination like that?
Yeah, for sure. So a nomination involves a lot of research hours. It's a very intensive process. Essentially, you have to describe the building's physical layout and all the changes that have occurred. That's called the Section 7. And then you have the Section 8, which is essentially where you make the argument for the significance of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So that building, what we did, had a lot of German history associated with it, commerce and stuff. So we were able to like put together a nice cohesive argument
for
why
Irish
that building.
But it's an Irish pub now.
Yeah, it is.
Have fun.
It is an Irish pub.
But that's really cool. I went ahead and looked at the document.
Cool.
And there's just so much information.
Right.
How do you go about curating all that?
Yeah, it involves a lot of what we've learned in class. So we have like a lot of architectural history classes. So we kind of learn about, you know, like what this building means to the mm-hmm. community, like why it's significant in that sort of sense. So the program here has really trained us to like be able to look at it and then tell essentially like why, how that building was created, like why it was created, what it shows. But then when it comes to like finding all those sources, that's digging through archives, you know, newspapers,
mm-hmm.
photographs, which are surprisingly sometimes abundant on the internet. It just takes a while to get and
right.
to cultivate those. So it takes like a lot of like, you know, dead ends on the internet a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have great sources here on campus, especially our archives. So
yeah. And from what I understand, you're also currently working on another nomination.
That is correct. Yeah, I am writing the nomination for the Himmelberger House, which was the old Jane Stevens Honors House
mm-hmm.
right here on Henderson Avenue. So hopefully that will get done in the next couple months. I'm working on that currently. So yeah, that's a wonderful place, Rockwood Inn, you know, very connected to this university. And so I'm happy to help them along with that process.
Yeah, is that part of the experiential learning program?
It sure is, yes. So we have this thing in Carnahan for our major. It's called the Center for Regional History. It's kind of for historic preservation history majors. It's a chance to get experiential learning opportunity while also getting paid to do it. So our faculty works with students in their subject area of interest. So mine is the National Register.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to like explore what I want to do while having some incentive to do so.
Right.
During school.
That's so cool. I love how hands-on SEMO is
right.
because it's so like, okay, here's what you want to do. Here's like 100 opportunities to
right.
do that thing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you might want to talk about just about being a student in the historic preservation program?
Yeah, I would just say if you really are a hands-on learner, the historic preservation program is great for that. We have classes in archives, museum studies, historic sites. So you kind of get a feel for all of them and you kind of just get to hone in on your interests if any of those sound appealing. So I really recommend the program. It has a lot of hands-on opportunities.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And being in such a historic place, there must be just boundless opportunity with everything that's around, especially in the downtown area.
That's correct. Yeah. We partner a lot with Old Town Cape to do things, the Glen House, you name it. Our students are in those sorts of areas, partner organizations. So, yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing about having this university located in such a historic town is you're right. There's a lot of like opportunities to interact with organizations. So, yeah.
Is there anything else we didn't talk about that? Because we did talk a lot over email before.
Right. I think that about sums it up. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. Right now, they're demolishing Dearmont, and that
mm-hmm.
was a big centerpiece of the Center for Regional History last semester, is we really focused on documenting that building and getting that up to the standards of documentation that needed to be done for that
right.
to be demolished. So it's kind of sad walking past that building at the moment
mm-hmm.
and seeing it, but I mean, it was a fun time to, you know, really like practice what documenting a building was like before
right.
that met its demise. So,
because people hear, you know, document a building and they're like, oh, how hard can it be? And it's
right.
like hours and hours
it
of
is
compiling
hours.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's taking like hundreds of photographs,
mm-hmm.
writing up a history of the building and, you know, kind of keeping it And then you have to go through the process of like making that on file available in the archives so that even when Dearmont does not exist on this campus anymore, we still have a record of that. And we still have the experience of the people who lived there and what mm-hmm. it was like. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today. This has been awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
This has been another episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.